There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey, and with me is Steve Mahler, and we are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group, right here in St. Louis, where each and every week we come to you to help give you more confidence in your personal retirement planning. And today's show is going to be talking about five reasons that your advisor may not be right for your retirement. And if you have any questions with that, feel free, reach out and give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So there comes this time in life. We all hit it. We need an upgrade, so to speak. Maybe it's, you know, when you first got married and you started to have a family, you needed an upgrade. You needed a bigger house.
Bigger car for the kids, yeah.
Again, yeah, and another one is that bigger car. And where that kind of all ties into is we all generally also get to the point where we need to upgrade our general practitioner in the medical field to some specialists. Those of us that are old enough that have had to go to specialists, we've all gone through that. But I think there's also times where you need to upgrade your financial advisor. Find one that aligns more specifically with your current circumstances and needs. And, you know, the question is, can the same advisor that got you to where you are actually take you to that next level in retirement? Or does it really need a different skill set? It might be time to upgrade your financial advisor. And how do you know it's time? Well, there's a lot of signs, kind of like, you know, if you're driving along in that old car and the check engine light is, oh, Steve, you just had that last week.
I did just have that.
That's
that,
right.
That check engine
light. You know, the
check
engine light comes on. It's an indicator that it's time to maybe you need to upgrade something. And so that's what we want to talk about today.
And so you might be wondering, why is this a topic that is high in our mind and that we want to share? And it's because it's our mission to help you all out there. Our job is to help clients prepare for their financial future, for avoiding shortfalls or maybe pitfalls that you have in your retirement plan. And the goal of financial confidence is for you to have more freedom. Freedom for what? Freedom for extracting joy out of life. So you've spent all these years getting ready to retire. You want to make sure you do it right and get it right so that you can have fun.
Well, these are right? supposed to be the golden years,
These
as
are
they
the
say.
Golden years. And so it's going to give you more time with your family. It's going to give you more time to travel, more freedom to travel if those are things that you want to do, more ways to create those special memories. We talk about legacies, which is leaving stuff to people when you're gone. How about the legacy of being able to enjoy things while you're still alive with your family? And so the best way that we know to make that possible is to have an all-encompassing sort of plan that's designed and addresses market risks. It talks about tax planning strategies and your goals to being able to leave a legacy, as I just mentioned. So we believe that you need advice that is specifically tailored to you. Because why? Because every situation is unique and different. Everyone that we meet with has different needs, and it's very unique. So we encourage you to reach out to us at HYZE Advisory Group and talk to us about your retirement roadmap review. And that's where we'll help you discover where your current plan may be off track, how we can get it back on track, and make sure that you're set up for retirement to have maximum success so that you can enjoy doing the things that you want in retirement.
So the question then is the person helping you prepare for retirement really the best person to take you through retirement? And quite frankly, I think the answer most times is no. For the past 30 years, the majority of financial planners have been helping people primarily do one thing, and that's build and accumulate wealth. And building and accumulating wealth is vastly different than distributing wealth. And so most of the financial advisors that are out there are all built around accumulating and building wealth. And I hate to say it this way, but that's almost like child's play compared to the distribution of wealth, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong in the distribution. For example, a market correction while you're building wealth isn't as bad of an issue as you might think, because we need those things to help grow the market more. And when you're saving and building, you're buying more at lower levels. But when those happen during retirement, it becomes a real big issue. And, you know, if you have an advisor that just, you know, well, we're going to just put all your money out here in the market, stocks and bonds, and we're going to diversify, and we're just going to kind of hang tight, and we're just going to wait things out and not really be proactive, kind of the way that things have been done for the last 20 or 30 years, that might be your first sign.
Yeah, and you talked about this transition from accumulation to distribution, but there's another step that's kind of in the middle there, and I call that preservation. So when you move from this period of time where you've been accumulating all these years, and we know, and we've talked about on previous shows, that the number one fear of retirees is running out of money, so you want to transition from accumulating to making sure that you can preserve your assets to last your lifetime and then be able to figure out how to distribute back out to you to get a paycheck.
So the first question to be asking your advisor is, are you a fiduciary? I think that's really critical in today's environment to make sure that you do have an advisor that does have a fiduciary responsibility to be working in your best interest. And on top of that, to disclose to you all the potential conflicts of interest. Because in the financial business, there are a ton of financial conflicts that are out there. And a lot of those are revenue sharing agreements that a lot of the brokerage firms have, that they have companies, mutual fund companies that are on their preferred lists. Well, they get preferred listing because they get revenue sharing kickbacks. And that's good for the firm. It's good for the advisor. Might not be in your best interest, though. So I think the fiduciary responsibility is the first one. And then secondly, how are you going to create income in retirement?
Yeah, that's the key, and this is a common theme on our show, and we beat this this drum every single week, I think, but it's really the cornerstone of being able to prepare properly for retirement. So once you've chosen your advisor and you know you're working with someone that is a fiduciary and has your best interests at heart, you've got to make sure that you get the income part of it correct, the income plan. Where's your income? First of all, what's it going to cost you in retirement? What do you want to do in retirement? What's that going to cost? And now how do you pay for that? How do you generate a regular cash flow and income stream that you know is going to last your lifetime?
Well, basically, it's creating your salary in retirement,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it just a hope and a prayer that everything is going to work out? Or do you have a true documented income plan on how you're going to develop the income for your retirement? Second question that I would say you would want to ask your advisor is, what do we do when the sky falls? And what I mean by that is, you know, if we have another market correction of 50%, I mean, we've had two of them so far since 2000. What's going to happen? How am I going to get my distributions? What streams of revenue are built in that have guarantees? And how is that all going to play together? And what is my portfolio going to look like? Because we've done a number of different analysis that shows when you have major downfalls in a portfolio, that you may never be able to recover from those types of losses.
Well, and that leads directly to the third question, which is, have you or are you going to put my portfolio through a stress test? Think about this. If you go to your doctor, go to your cardiologist, and he puts you on that treadmill and hooks you up to all those wires, and they want to see if your ticker's working properly or if there's any issues that need to be addressed now before you fall over from a heart attack. Same thing with your portfolio. Put that through a stress test and see, based on how your portfolio is designed, can it withstand some of these things that you just mentioned, the 2000, 2001, 2002 decline, or even the 2008, 2009 debacle that we had? How's your portfolio going to respond to that? And if it's not going to do well, what changes can you potentially make to put in some safeguards?
And we'll talk more about that after the break. But I'm sure you're spending a lot of time thinking about your financial future, and you may be wondering, you know, do I have the right advisor? Am I going to run out of money or run out of income in my retirement? And here at Heise Advisory Group, our unique process that we walk our families and clients through is called the Retirement Roadmap Review, a plan that my team and I build from scratch for each and every family that we meet with. And it's based on their unique needs and goals for their retirement. We believe there are five really important key areas that should be addressed when planning for your retirement. And it starts with having that income plan. So if you asked yourself, how can I retire and live comfortably, but without overspending so that I never run out of money? It's a real tough question, but that's where we start, creating that income plan and then branching out and looking at the investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, legacy planning. We talked about, is your advisor the right advisor for you? If your advisor is not doing the income planning, the investment planning, the tax planning, the healthcare planning and the estate planning, you may not have the right advisor working for you for your retirement. We do cover all five areas here at Heise Advisory Group with our Retirement Roadmap Review. It has helped a lot of families over the years get into retirement, but also how to succeed through retirement. And if you've saved at least $250,000 and you're ready to get serious about retirement planning, we want you to give us a call, because we can't call you. You need to call us. And today, for the first eight callers today at 314-328-4400, we'll take you through this Retirement Roadmap Review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first eight callers right now to get your personalized complimentary Retirement Roadmap Review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back. I'm Ken Heise, and alongside of me, Steve Mahler. And most likely you've tuned into what may be the most important radio program when it comes to your retirement and financial life. And we're here again each and every week to help you plan for your retirement, talking about things that are important through that process. And if anything that we talk about today is of interest to you or you have questions, please feel free and reach out to us at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So again, as you go through life and you're looking at upgrades, be it upgrading your home because you have more kids. Maybe it's even upgrading that car because you had to go from a small car to the minivan, right? Soccer moms, you get to the minivan, and then when you get to our age, you dump all that stuff, and you're looking for either a nice big old truck, or you're looking for a sports car, something to fit that point in life. But you go through that same process in your healthcare. You go from a pediatrician to a general internist to specialists. As you age, you get into people that are helping you more with what's specifically ailing you. And in your financial life, you're going to find that need to transition from the advisor that has helped you accumulate and grow your assets now to an advisor that's specializing in retirement planning and can kind of take you through that level. Tony Robbins said it in a great way. He said, if you want a better life, you first have to raise your standards. And it may be time to upgrade your financial advisor. And that's what we've kind of been talking about today, is some of the reasons that you may want to make that change.
And this is not intended to be a knock against your current financial advisor. That person has served you well during this phase that we talked about in the first segment, this accumulation phase, and we've all been through it. And if you're a younger listener out there and you're not close to retirement, you're going through that right now. But our lives change, and we need to be able to adapt as we get older and move on to these different phases of our life.
And it's just like in like I said, in your healthcare, it's not that just because your general internist does general internist work doesn't mean they're bad at what they do. It just means that as you age and you need specialists, be it orthopedic, heart-related, or oncology, you seek out the specialist, and retirement planning is a specialty.
Absolutely. So as we carry that theme through to financial planning, as you are getting ready to leave this accumulation phase of your life and you're now in the red zone of preparing for and entering retirement, you now need someone whose expertise can really get you to, all the way to, and now through retirement.
And let me just jump in and define red zone. Some of you people know football and the red zone's that last 20 yards. But the red zone that we're talking about in retirement is the 5 years prior to retirement and the 5 years after retirement. That 10-year period is what we call the red zone that you have to be extremely careful in.
And we have found in our practice that's when people make the most serious mistakes, that if the mistakes are serious enough, can actually have such negative implications that they can't be undone and would have a dramatic impact on your ability to have success in retirement. So you're going to move from this accumulation phase to this preservation slash distribution phase. And there are some things you need to ask of an advisor that if you're thinking that you need someone else to carry you through retirement, you want to know, first off, we talked about it in the first segment, is your advisor a fiduciary, or is the person that you're working with or thinking of working with a fiduciary? And why is that important? We talked about this many, many times. A fiduciary is working for you. They are licensed and required to work on for your benefit.
Whereas a non-fiduciary is generally built around selling a product, a fiduciary is built around providing advice for you and in your best interest.
And the other thing that they have to do is disclose conflicts of interest. So it tends to be a much more transparent, open process to where you know if there are hidden fees, hidden costs, those kinds of things.
And then we go on and we talked a little bit about how to create an income in retirement. If your advisor doesn't have a detailed written income plan, that might be a sign that it's time to change. The other question we said is, what do we do when the sky falls? What do we do when there's a big market crash? And do we have plans for that? In fact, more importantly is, have you done a stress test on your portfolio? There was a recent study that compared two funds, both with $100,000, and both had identical annualized returns of 5%. But when you did the real world math, withdrawing $5,000 a year at the end of each year, by the time you got to the ending 10-year period, one account had $68,000 and the other had $101,000. And the question is, why the difference? Well, the one with $68,000 in it had bigger losses during that 10-year period. And that's what we try to emphasize. Losses in your distribution phase can literally be terminal to your retirement plan. And it's vastly different than losses in your accumulation phase. And that's why we talk about that and why it's so important to have your portfolio stress tested. So again, just as a reminder, I'm Ken and Steve is alongside me. We are Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach out to us with your questions at 314-328-4400. Or feel free to go to yourretirementhighway.com, where you can download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. So we've talked about the fiduciary. We've talked about the income plan. We've talked about the sky is falling. And a lot of you, that's become a bigger fear with the volatility that we've been seeing in the market,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So if you haven't had a portfolio stress test, now is the time to do that. In conjunction with that, one more item is taxes. How is your advisor taking you through the process of understanding tax planning? So many times a financial advisor will say, well, I can't help you with that because either I'm not allowed to talk about taxes, or fiduciary or non-fiduciary, I should say, license might say, well, gosh, you know, that might be something that we can't discuss. But tax planning, healthcare planning, legacy planning, all of this is part of a true retirement plan. And it's why we often say the people that brought you to this point may not be the best people moving you forward, because they're not able to discuss and to handle all five areas of retirement planning.
And the tax planning topic, I think, is the big hot button right now, because we've got 10,000 baby boomers a day now qualifying for required minimum distributions. And what does that mean? It's time to start taking money out of your qualified retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, and pay taxes. And you might say, well, I don't need to take that money out. Well, I'm sorry, but it's required minimum distribution time, and the key word there is required. Even if you don't need the money, you've got to take it out. So there are significant tax implications.
And, you know, maybe you're listening to us right now, and you might feel like your current financial plan is good enough, or that my financial advisor says I'm doing well, I'm making money. Well, let's face it, nothing bad has happened that warrants you to make that change yet. But the question I'll ask is, why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something is bad that happens is, to me, the worst thing you can do. It's kind of like smelling burnt popcorn. You all know what that smell is like. And once you smell it, guess what? It's too late. The popcorn's burnt and you have a mess on your hands and the kitchen stinks and you have to start all over again. There's always a chance the market is going to get more volatile, and that could negatively affect your financial plans. And now is the time to have your current plan evaluated. Have a stress test to see if your assets are positioned to help you avoid the negative impacts of the market volatility we've seen recently. So if you're listening to us right now, there's your sign. The financial confidence, peace of mind is so important. And if you're sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, if you're wondering if you'll have enough to end up financially independent, to travel and have the freedom you want in retirement, find out right now if you're on the right track. Call us at Heise Advisory Group right now to get your retirement roadmap review scheduled. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, the number 314-328-4400. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement and you're serious about your retirement, give us a call at 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back, everybody. Ken Heise and Steve Mahler with you again. Today, we've been talking about some reasons that your current advisor may not be the right advisor for your retirement, talking about the great advisors that are out there that have done a fantastic job of helping you accumulate your assets. You may have done it on your own, accumulating your assets in your 401k. But as you get into retirement, in that retirement red zone, those 5 years before and the 5 years after retirement, that's where we see a lot of people making major, major mistakes. And that's why we're here. And if you go back out, those of you that do reach out to us and come into the office, we'll give you a copy of our new book, Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. And if anybody else would like a copy of that, they can get that on Amazon.com. But if we go to Chapter 11, we have a chapter devoted to selecting the right advisor for you. And that's really what we've been talking about today, is transitioning from maybe what is the accumulator, kind of the general internist, so to speak, to a specialist that's going to deal with all five areas of the retirement plan.
And the five topics we covered today was number one, are you working with a fiduciary? Number two, have you created an income plan? You need an income plan in retirement. What happens when the sky falls? This is not meant to scare people into thinking that the sky is falling, but we know the markets go up and down, and are you prepared for that with your portfolio? Has your portfolio been stress tested? You know, you should have a stress test just like you do with your doctor.
And that's so critical today.
Absolutely. And finally, the last one was tax preparation. Have you looked at your portfolio, and do you understand the implications of taxes, especially when you get out to required minimum distributions? So you might ask, why are we doing this? We do this because it's our mission to help you prepare for a successful financial future. We want to make sure that you have confidence, and we want to make sure that you have freedom, freedom to spend time with your families, freedom to travel and do the things that you want to do. That's a successful retirement. So thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to being right back here with you next week on Your Retirement Highway.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.